email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
The Guardian said on Saturday that strawberries are going to be bigger and more flavoursome this summer. Eamon Crean is a strawberry grower with Greenhill Fruit Farm in Wexford, and he's on the line now. Hello, Eamon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good to talk to you. Thanks for taking time out, because I know you're a busy man. What has happened with the strawberries this year, Eamon?
Yeah, well, I suppose the Irish season is just kicking off to full swing. There have been glass house strawberries, but I suppose the tunnel crops now are getting into production. So
yeah,
there's a lot of Irish strawberries becoming available now from this week on.
Yeah, and does the weather during the winter and the spring affect what sort of strawberries we get this time of the year?
Yes, yeah, they do. I suppose, you know, strawberries love cool nights.
Right.
Hence, you know, we've lovely Irish flavours to, you know, from daytime temperatures to nighttime temperatures, when there's a change in the temperatures, cool nights bring very sweet fruit.
Aha.
So, yes, it does. Yeah, it very much so.
It's counterintuitive. And is the crop going to be slightly later this year? That's what they were saying in the article in The Guardian.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I suppose, yeah, a lot of the farms are a week behind.
Right.
To 10 days. But they're starting now to get into volume. So, yeah.
And
but for sure, yeah, about a week to 10 days.
Does that mean they're going to be bigger and more flavoursome?
We hope so.
All
yes,
right.
The ones at the minute anyway look very big very flavoursome.
Do they? nothing like a big flavoursome strawberry, Eamon.
Yeah, and you know, there's nothing like, for the pickers, the packers, you know, for the customers, the start of the season is always a special thing.
It is, because it does, that lovely taste of strawberries when they're in season is just very special, because during the winter they can taste like cardboard sometimes. You mentioned pickers there. I believe good pickers are hard to find. Sounds like a song.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, we see, if, you know, it takes 2 to 3 to 4 years for somebody to get up to full speed for to be able to do it without having to think about what they're doing.
Right.
So we see it, we don't see it as labour, we see it as a very high professional job.
And how would you know if the strawberries you're eating were picked by a good picker?
Yeah, you'd see, I suppose, at the beginning, you don't see much fins, but as the fruit starts to age, you can see the blemishes.
Uh-huh.
As it gets to 4 and 5 days old, you can see where the fruit got slightly squeezed or got just, touched.
If they squeezed them, they'd be bruising on it, and that would only appear after four
you'd
days.
You'd see the bruising on it, yeah. You'd see that things were different.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you'd see that, you'd start to notice that, you'd see the fruit aging quicker, and you'd see where the fruit is perfect to one side and the other side, they start to age.
How do you eat your strawberries, Eamon?
Yes, yes. It's funny you say that now, because that's a major discussion. Because we have an 8-year-old son and he only eats half the berry.
He
leaves the top part near the stem.
Right, okay, right. Yeah.
Because it gets a bit more bland as you get nearer to the stem. So when we're actually tasting the fruit every morning to see, you know, how's the bricks, which is how you measure the sugar in the fruit.
Yeah.
We normally eat it side of it, so it's, you get the whole flavour of the berry instead of the real sweet bit at the end.
Uh-huh. And do you have them with cream or ice cream or what?
Good strawberries don't need anything.
Oh, right. Did you ever...
You'll always see that kids love ice cream and adults love cream. And of course, if kids get near chocolate and strawberry, that's the big hit.
That's the one, dip it. I was just going to say that, dipping it. And I know, like, there's the famous movie, isn't there, where there was strawberries dipped in chocolate. What was the name of that one? They're all too young to remember that one. You probably remember it, Eamon. You probably reenacted it at home.
I'm not putting my hand up for that one.
So strawberry is the king of the berries, but of course there's a good supporting cast there, isn't there? Like there's raspberries, there's blackberries. Do you grow raspberries?
We do. We grow raspberries, and the raspberries are starting this week.
Right.
So they've actually come in on time. So because it was quite warm with all the rain, but we were missing a lot of daylight hours, but the raspberries didn't seem to be affected by by that as much. Right. So they're starting this week, which is quite exciting as well.
It is.
To so, be able to, you know,
so the raspberries we get from now on when in shops, they'll be Irish grown raspberries, will they?
Yeah, sorry, say that again.
The ones from now on, the raspberries we get in shops will be Irish grown.
Yeah, and they'll be slowly starting to come in now, so if people keep an eye out for them, they'll see the Irish labels starting to come up on it, which is really nice.
And then the sort of the poor relation of all the berries, I think, is the blackberry. I'm a big fan, but they don't seem to sell that many blackberries where I shop anyway.
And it's funny because there's probably the fact that they were free in ditches for years.
Yeah, so why would you buy them?
The concept, it's like buying Ballygown water when it came out first. But there are actually a really good blackberry is probably the most popular fruit on the farm here. But there's slowly customers starting to come to the stands around the countryside to come and actually specifically ask for the blackberry.
Right.
So it's slowly starting to change, but it's like everything, it just takes time. Like the Europeans love the black cherries.
Right.
Because they have them in their back garden and they grow up on them.
Yeah.
So, you know, we don't grow cherries on the farm, but we do buy cherries just to build a market. Maybe in time when we have a big enough market, we would sell cherries on the road.
Cherries, yeah. So blackberries, cherries. So strawberries, I see you sell into a lot of supermarkets, restaurants, and weddings. Big demand for strawberries at weddings.
Yeah, the chefs really love when they get a price at the beginning of the season and they know what the quality is going to be like. So they like an Eden mess and things like that.
Oh, an Eden mess,
it's very popular and it's great. You know, Irish people love being able to buy fresh fruit rather than just, you know, something really sweet. And they love having, when it comes into the summertime, to be able to put soft fruit on a wedding menu.
Yeah, well,
so that's becoming really popular.
Yeah, well, the Eden mess now, come on, you have the strawberries, but then you have the pavlova. You know, that's full of sugar.
Yeah, I suppose a little bit of both.
Yeah.
But very popular.
Yeah, you eat them without anything, right? Okay. Eamon, so I take it you didn't really tell me it definitively, but I'm taking from you that it looks like that's the best way of saying it. It looks like our strawberries are going to be bigger and more flavoursome this season. Is that fair enough?
Yes, the quality at the beginning is brilliant.
Great talking, Damon. Back to your strawberries. Good luck. See you. Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.